Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here's the host of The Pleasure Zone, sensual movement artist, relationship and sex alchemist, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. Today, we're having a conversation about posture, confidence, and sex appeal. And one of the things you might not have realized or known about me is that the body work that I do, the somatic movement work that I do, is all posture-based. And one of the things that we do in the posture-based body work that I do is teach people how to get out of faulty postural habits, get into new habits that are increasing your good posture. And in time, you actually can have fantastic posture without even trying. Your body actually enjoys good posture and will maintain it through movement on its own. It just becomes a new habit. And why on earth does that matter? I have to say that a lot of people who come to me have really faulty postural habits. Like, they have postural habits that are off, which means that their posture is off, which means that they have certain things. They'll have feet pain, leg pain, neck pain, lower back pain, sore hips, sore neck, sore shoulders, sore mid-back, respiratory issues, digestive issues, sleep issues, circulation issues, and guess what else? Low libido. Yeah. So the funny thing is, these things are all connected. And a lot of times, as you start to correct your posture, and it's not about rigidity, because I think one of the things when people bring up the word posture, it's really funny. I have to say that when I bring up the word posture around people, what often happens is they do this thing where they go into like a military pose and their head goes up and they get all rigid and stuck and their shoulders kind of go back, but their head juts forward and the posture is bad. It's really bad. So that is not what we're looking for. We're not looking for this thing where people like push their shoulders back and try and stick their head out, but then they've got this awkward thing happening in their neck because they still have a curvature in their spine that isn't being corrected because all of the fascia, everything else in the skeletal system has been holding that pose for so long that it's just slightly on a different angle. And it actually kind of cracks me up because I've been doing this work, postural body work, called the mitzvah technique. Yes, I know. If you're Jewish, you're like, hey, she's using a Jewish word. Yes, I am. The body work that I studied is from, it's called the mitzvah technique. It was created, downloaded, whatever. He said he created it, so he didn't download it. He didn't use that kind of language. His name was Nehemiah Cohen. He was Jewish. He was an Imbal dancer. And he created the body work to help the body through movement get out of tension and stress through the skeletal system out. And as the tension and stress leave the body can find new postural habits, hopefully healthy postural habits. And he, Nehemiah Cohen, had actually gotten an honorary doctorate from Dalhousie University for his work and his studies. So his work was recognized and is still recognized as one of the top ways to get yourself out of having any kind of trauma to the body, especially from accidents. And for a time, so this is in Canada, for a time, his work was actually recognized in one of the provinces as the top way. If you've had on-the-job injuries, people were being sent to practitioners of the mitzvah technique in order to get back to work. And so Workmen's Compensation, I don't think it's called that anymore, but Workmen's Compensation Board really favored the mitzvah technique And would, pay for people to go and have sessions on that. Now, I don't know if in that province they still do that. They don't do it in the province that I live in. However, because the postural body work that which is somatic movement is so effective, you tend to not need it for life unless you've had a major injury. Maybe you are in a wheelchair and it might take you a little bit longer to get on track. Yes, and not all bodies can get on track. Some bodies, so I do an assessment to see the movement and to see whether a body can actually be retrained and get into better postural habits. 99.9% of the time, people can get into better postural habits. Some people have been born with things, for example, like maybe cerebral palsy or different things, or maybe they have different conditions that would make it so that it's, their deterioration is so accelerated that getting them back on track is not as likely. However, I do love working with people who sit at office chairs a lot, like all day long, who are driving a lot in cars, who do certain things where they're sitting, not moving, and then they're also not releasing their body during the day. So they're stuck in a position which I call computer neck, which you've seen computer neck from the side. It's when people stick their head out and their face goes over their chest, their shoulders curl in, and their chest is like curling into, it's like concave. Is it concave, convex? Anyway, it curls in, almost becomes like a bowl. And if they were lying down and stayed in that position, you could probably pour water there and it would stay. So we're looking at what. So first, let's talk about like what are some bad postural habits. One of the ones that is really common is that neck jutting out. Happens a lot with people. Another postural habit that people have is crossing their legs or crossing their ankles, and that will twist your body into different directions. And for a lot of reasons, people do this is because the furniture we have is not, it's not adjustable as much as we need it to be. So I'm almost 6 feet tall and I have pretty long legs, and I have a chair that is adjustable. And at the lowest level, it is actually still about 1 inch too high for me. So the ergonomics of things, knowing ergonomics can really help because you can have yourself fitted to your all your working environment. And if you're working in an environment where everything's at the correct level for you, so you're not overstressing, overstretching, over this, over that, sitting in a position where your chair is too high, so you cross your legs because it doesn't feel right, having things that will work for you. Now, if you do have a chair that seems too high, so how do you know if your chair is too high? Is when you sit down, if your knees are, when you sit down and your feet are on the ground and you're sitting in your chair at the lowest level, if your knees are higher than your hip bone, then you're in a good position. If your knees are lower than your hip bone, you are in a faulty postural habit. So an easy way to correct it is to get a little footstool so that your knee is slightly raised about 2 centimeters above your hip. 1 to 2 centimeters, you just need a little bit higher. And if your body starts to feel uncomfortable, then you can start to move. So one of the longest periods of sitting I do is when I'm at the computer, either doing this show or I'm talking to clients. But as soon as I'm done with a client, I'll get up and I'll stretch. So especially if I've been on for an hour, I'll get up and I'll stretch and I'll move for at least 5 minutes so that I can get myself back into a better position. So have something under your feet. So we're going to just discuss first, how do we get into some better positions? So even when you're driving, having your driving position so that your arms are not like fully having to be fully stretched out really far. Sit in a way that's comfortable, that you also don't have to put your leg You don't have to stretch your leg out too far or too close. Like, get in a comfortable position, especially if you do any driving that's more than 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes. Because if you're driving more than that, you're not in that timeline of when a body would naturally want to get up and move. And other faulty postural habits happen in bed, not necessarily with sex guys, but in bed when you're sleeping. You probably have some faulty postural habits when you're sleeping. Probably, chances are your pillows are too high, or they're putting pressure into the wrong areas, or you're sleeping in positions where you're like a pretzel. And so, if you're sleeping on your side, you want to have your bottom leg straight and your top leg bent with pillows under it so that your knee is at the same height as your hip when you're lying flat, right? So let me say that again. If you're lying on your side, the bottom leg is straight and the top leg will be bent. So your legs might look like kind of like a number four a bit. And that bent leg will ha should have a pillow under it to hoist it, to boost it up, to put it at the same level so that your knee is at the same level as your hip. If you have it where your knee is lower than your hip, you're going to be pulling not only your muscles, but it's going to aggravate your nerves all night long. You'll wake up with like sore hips, sleeping feet, cramps in your legs, all that sort of stuff. So raise your knee, get that into a nice position. And when you turn, put the pillow under your leg. And I know I can already hear you saying in my brain, I can hear you guys going, "Well, I'm asleep. How am I supposed to take care of that?" When you set yourself up before bed with the pillow there, if you're a side sleeper, and you have a pillow under your head so that it's at the same height, so that when you're sleeping, your spine is straight on the side. If I were to look at you, your head would line up, your spine would be straight, then your head is at the correct height. You don't want it like raised super high so that your ear's practically touching your shoulder. And you don't want it super down because that's going to stretch in the other way. You just want to have it supported so that it's straight. And when you set yourself up in a good position before bed to start sleeping, you'll actually find that your body will get used to doing that. And when you flip sides, you'll just naturally reposition yourself. And so when you're sleeping on your back, if you're a back sleeper, having a very thin pillow under your head, I would recommend practically none. My pillow is, honestly, it's about 2 centimeters high. And I like practically flat pillows. If I go somewhere and they're like a hotel and the pillows are too high, I get one of the towels from the bathroom, stick it in the sheet, like the pillowcase, and I sleep on that. And then I can adjust to the height that I want. Because unless you're sleeping on your side, so even though my pillow is a little really thin, when I sleep on my side, I roll it into a like a burrito into a roll and stick it under my head to give me the correct height. And you can also, if you're sleeping on your back, use that same pillow that's rolled and stick it under your knees. So you can go out and buy bolsters and whatever you want if you want to have all the fancy pillows. But what I'm saying is you don't have to have them. You can work with what you've got lying around. So sitting down and sleeping are two of our major ways that we have faulty postural habits, but we also have them when we stand. And you'll probably notice when you stand, or I would notice when you stand, that you probably are a lot, most people lock their knees, so they keep them really tight. When they're standing, they kind of lock their knees in. Their knees are not slightly bent and supple. You want your knees to be slightly bent and supple so you have lots of nice movement going on. You want to be standing on your full foot. So you're, and I see it all the time. People think they're standing on their full foot, but they're not. They often have their toes raised up. So when you start standing on your full foot, you'll start to notice the big difference of when your toes are raised and when they're not raised. It actually throws you off balance, and then your body has to compensate and go into different positions to make up for when you're off balance. So having your feet flat, about shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent, your body will start to get into the groove of what that posture will feel like. And then what do? We start to raise the rest of our posture. And so some people, when they try, they talk about raising from the top of your head. And that time and again makes people do the weirdest things. They'll just like raise their head up and out and jut it out. And it puts it in really awkward positions. So one of the things we talk about in mitzvah is getting your head out of your heart's way. And so when you get your head out of your heart's way, you can do this from standing or sitting. And so I'm going to do, for those of you watching on video, you can see that my head is in my heart's way. That's when you're poking your head out and your head goes over your chest. And then to correct that, you can raise from like just like in between your breasts or nipples, or if you don't have nipples, it's in the middle of your chest, right? And imagine there's like a string there, and that string is pulling up all the way to the sky, and your head follows that string. And so you're looking up at the ceiling or the sky, and you keep that string up high, and you just bring your head to horizon. Now, when you do that, your head gets out of your heart's way. You have better posture, your core is engaged. You're going to start to notice some changes in your lower spine because it's not used to that. So your fascia and your muscles all have to get used to this new position. All the fascia and the muscles in your upper chest between your shoulders will also start to change in time, and your shoulders will naturally drop down. So head out of your heart's way, heart to heaven. And this is like when people tell me that they're not, oh, so my things aren't working for me. I often look at their posture because if your heart, if your head is in your heart's way, there's a disconnect. Energetically, there's a disconnect. Get your head out of your heart's way, heart to heaven, and then things start to work a little bit different. It also is a posture of confidence. So if you've ever heard of people talking about the Wonder Woman pose, stick your chest out. Well, when you tell somebody to stick their chest out, they tend to like jut forward and then they do this other weird thing and it looks awkward. It's actually raising from the middle of your chest up to the heavens and let your head come down into horizon. And the Wonder Woman pose, if you stand with your feet a little wider than shoulder width apart. If you've ever seen Wonder Woman picture, she has her feet but shoulder width apart. Her heart is to heaven. Her hands are on her hips. What this will actually do within about, they say within a few minutes. So there's actually been tests done on this. If you stand in this pose for like, I think it's 2 minutes a day, you'll increase your testosterone. Pretty cool. What this also does is when you have your when your posture is not correct, you're going to have higher cortisol levels. Your body is actually showing stress in it, and it looks stressed, feels stressed, and so all the stress hormones start to run because it assumes you're stressed. And you actually are stressed, whether you feel it or not. You might think you're relaxing, but your head is jutting out and it's over your heart, and your feet are all twisted and everything's off, and your spine is all crooked. Your body's stressed, your cortisol will skyrocket. And when your cortisol skyrockets, you hold on to weight. Well, then what happens? You're holding on to weight now. You can't lose the weight. Your confidence goes down. You're like, why do I not feel good about myself? Let's correct the posture. Then what's going to happen? Cortisol levels normalize. Testosterone probably raises, which a lot of people have low testosterone. Men and women have low testosterone a lot of times. And what else happens? So when your testosterone raises, your libido raises. You'll actually increase your sex drive. Wild, right? So Wonder Woman pose, head out of your heart's way, legs slightly apart, hands on your hips. Hold that for like 1 to 2 minutes. There are power, these are called power poses. So that is not, the power pose is not part of mitzvah, but it can help to increase testosterone. Having good posture, there's reasons why we want this. Just test this out while we go to the next this commercial. Is just either whether you're sitting, even if you're driving, or whether you're standing, wherever you are when you're listening to this, except for this one, no, probably won't work if you're in bed. So either sit up or stand up. Just raise your chest up from the middle. Let your head go all the way up as far as it will, looking up at the ceiling or the sky. Keep your chest up high. Bring your head down to horizon. You can look both sides if you want to kind of just check your rotation on your neck. and see how that feels. I have a lot of people who, when they do that, they are like, I feel really awkward. I feel like everybody's going to stare at my boobs. Well, if that's been the concern, and that does happen to a lot of women, is they're like, everybody's going to stare at my boobs. I don't want to do this. Okay, so that takes us to other awarenesses about what's going on and probably when the issue started. It's a usually good indicator that the issue started in puberty, and this postural habit is old and it comes from hiding the breasts. So you have them, sport them, be okay with it. And if you have really large breasts and you're lifting, it's actually going to help with some of the weight and some of the strength, strengthening your lower spine, strengthening your core, and being able to hold up those mega boobs. So we are going to head to our first commercial break. You are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email. info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we're talking about posture and the importance of posture. And just before a break, we were talking about something that we do in mitzvah called head out of your heart's way. So heart to heaven. So your heart goes to heaven, goes up, and you get your head out of your heart's way. A lot of people, what they're doing is they're doing head to heaven, and head to heaven does not give you very good posture. So we want heart to heaven and get your head out of your heart's way. So when we look at posture, some of the reasons why I want to emphasize the importance of posture is because posture can affect so many different things. Yes, it affects your hormones. Yes, it affects your sleep. Yes, it affects so many things. So let's break it down to some of the top things that people come to me for when they have body pain. And some of the top ones are neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, leg pain, foot pain, headaches, and also pelvic health. So sciatic nerve pain too is a really big one. I find sciatic pain like a fun one to work with because usually we can resolve that within a couple of sessions, and then finding new habits and things that you can do at home, new habit teachings for your body that you can use at home to keep yourself on track. So yeah, so I named a lot of top ones because they seem to always be the like very similar. So like joint, let's simplify it. Joint pain, muscle pain, nerve pain. That's even crazier because there is all of that people come to have their body worked on for. And a lot of times what I have is somebody might have gone to massage and they might love massage, but massage isn't correcting their posture. Massage might be loosening their muscles, but it's not teaching them new habits. So they become dependent on massage for like ever. Chiropractic will get you back in place, and chiropractic is actually geared for nervous system resets. And so when people have any issues when it comes to their nervous system, I highly recommend going to chiropractors. They can do amazing work. The original teachings of chiropractic stem from nervous system work. So any of the chiropractors I've ever been to have all been, they've all focused on the nervous system. Although people talk about getting your neck cracked and blah, blah, blah. The chiropractors I've ever worked with have worked with some of the older methods, some of the original methods, and they're actually like nervous system resets. And so for correcting anything to do with your bones or positions of your bones, osteopathy is a really good option. And mitzvah happens to be kind of like slapping chiropractic, osteopathy, and massage all together and working on it from many different perspectives. So when you come to me, I tend to find that certain bodies will like certain things. So I have some clients that I've worked on for years and years and years. And then out of the blue, their body will say, I want to try this other thing. And I'm like, oh, wow. After like 7 years, well, some of these people, they just come because they love it. They don't actually need it. But for like years and years, they go, oh, yeah. Their body will go open up to something new. And then they'll say something to me like, oh, you've never done that before. And it was like, well, yeah, your body didn't ask for it before, wasn't ready for it, wasn't open to it. Whatever it happens to be. So sessions can feel similar, but if somebody else who comes to me sit on in your session, they might not think it's the same thing. So it's very individualized for what is going on for you. And you might come in and say that you have sciatic pain, and then you wonder why the heck I'm working on your neck or working on something else, and you're like, why aren't you working on the pain? Go and you like, why aren't you working on the pain in my big toe? But I actually am. And then you leave and you're like, how come I feel better? So I look for the root of what's going on. And my body has this, and my intuition has this tendency for when somebody goes and gets on my table in a live setting, my hand will plop on to where the core issue is, even though people will be like, well, actually, my this hurts. My body will go find like the root of the why. And so I start working on it, they're like, oh, I can feel it in that place. Yeah, you can. So it's always funny to me when people try to guide me. I'm like, well, I've only been doing this, 17 years, have a bit of expertise under this, because they're so used to when you go to somebody and you say you have neck pain that that's all they work on is your neck. When you come to me, you might say you have neck pain, and I might work on your feet and your legs for like half an hour until I even get to your neck, because your neck pain might have, and usually does, start in your legs and your feet, but not always. Could have started in your shoulders. So it all depends on the body at the time. So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of explain a little bit about what I do. If you ever wanted to come and see me, you can always go on my website to militsayelenich.com. I am in Canada. If you are a brave, brave soul and you don't live in Canada and you want to come out for a session, I do offer weekends for people as individuals, or you can bring a group of up to 6 people and you can come for sessions. We can set that up. But you'll need to contact me first because I do not have that open on my calendar. That's something you have to connect with me first. So, yeah, it would be great if you are interested. Just let me know. We will make that happen. And there are times that I do travel. I have had people hire me to work in different places. I have worked in Vancouver. I have traveled to else have I traveled to? Mostly I traveled to Vancouver and Toronto, well, Toronto a lot, but I live like only 2 hours from Toronto. So I have been hired by people and worked in other areas. So if that interests you too, that is a bigger fee. But if you have the money and would like me to come to you, you let me know, we can work it out. So after a few, generally after sessions, I teach somebody something that they can take home with them and practice until their next session. And the reason for that is you want to have a start to create a new habit in your life, and you want to be able to let your body ease out of all the tension and stress that it was holding. And even though you might walk away from my table and look like you have fantastic posture, your chances of you going back into that bad posture, hunched shoulders, neck poking out, are pretty high because you'll sit in that chair at your desk that hasn't been corrected. You might not have the things under your feet to correct your where your legs are in relation to your hip. You might have a whole bunch of things that are still going on that have to change. So your body will get into these faulty postural habits again. So having something that you can work with every day on your own to remind your body of what good posture looks like is really ideal. And so I do, along with having body work on the table, I also facilitate classes for people to be able to get them out of the habits, notice the habits, and then be able to correct them and then have new habits. So anything from learning how to sit in a way that's, pain-free for your body, to getting in a bed pain-free for your body, getting out of a chair pain-free, getting out of a bed pain-free, getting off a floor pain-free, so many different things. So whatever level of movement capability you have, whether you are a super athlete, actually a lot of super athletes have some pretty off posture. I'll get into that in a minute. Or whether you have limited mobility, anybody can do some variety or variation of the somatic movement that I teach. And I haven't met a person yet that can't be worked on. So even if you can't get onto a table, if you don't have the level of mobility to or be put onto a table because it's too much for you, you can have work done in a chair or in a wheelchair. So lots of options, and just letting you know that so that you know that you can come have experience and enjoy. What we're going to talk about after this next break is how we can have posture of confidence, what that means, how you can hold those postures, some different movements you can do during your day to remind your body of having these better postures, like head out of your heart's way, heart to heaven. Head out of your heart's way is a really good one to start with. And then as we go forward, there'll be other things like checking your feet, checking your knees. And then why are we doing this? Like, what is it going to do for me in the long run? Like, what's the point? So what if I have good posture? The so what part is what we will get more and more into, because yes, it will increase your testosterone, which means you'll have more libido and more drive. What else it's going to do is decrease that cortisol so you can lose weight. It'll normalize your cortisol levels. We want to do that. So, what else does it do? Let's find out. And I'm going to give you guys the easiest thing you can do, whether you're watching this on video or whether you are listening to this on audio. The exercise that I'm going to give you to start your journey to a better postural habit lifestyle is so easy that you won't even need to see a video in order for you to do this and to be able to do it daily. Wherever you are, it will require you to be able to have some mobility in your legs, though, and not necessarily fully. So, all right, cool. So, I know that was cryptic. All right. So we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic. where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Interested in masturbating for money, copulating for consciousness, and pleasuring on purpose? 21 Days of Sexual Magicism with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic is an exploration of tools, processes, and actions that you can use to create more for your life, your body, your money inflows, and so much more. Graduated learning for all levels of interest. Learn at your own pace via video classes or join the yearly live class. Take a peek at www.milicajelinic.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, sweet pleasure seekers. Why do I care about your posture and why do I care about mine? Well, top reasons are your posture impacts a lot of things. It impacts your digestion. Let's just look at that for a second. If you're curled over, hunched over, and you're squishing your digestive tract and everything is like compressed, there can be things like constipation happening. Open that up, let things move and flow, get the blood flow going there, have the nervous system actually, like nerves to your bowel will not feel pinched. When you're hunched over, you know, it puts pressure on the nerves. It also creates kinks and things in your veins and arteries. So let's get everything flowing. So that pressure on the bowel, like from sitting with a curved posture, that pressure on the bowel, but that pressure on the pelvic area can actually create a lot of issues, especially sexual issues, because you're putting a lot of, we'll call it congestion, into your genital area. So this is true for bodies with vulvas and for bodies with penises, and you might have both. So there's congestion that starts to happen in the pelvic area. So it's all compressing. And so as you sit up, the pressure relieves too. So you won't have so much pressure on your bladder. I get a lot of women talking about pressure on their bladder, and they swear that it's got to be because they had children. And I swear it's got to be because their posture is terrible. So once you get your posture back on track, that pressure on the bladder starts to be relieved. However, sometimes, you know, that pressure might still be there. And in that case, there could be some bigger issues going on. So I do like to look at things both from a posture perspective, but I also like to look at, what is going on physiologically. Is there a tumor? Is there something happening in the bladder? Is there something happening in, you know, in the uterus, or, you know, anything internal that could be causing like bladder issues, right? So that's just an example. So how do you know if you have good posture? I think that's another question to ask. If you have good posture, you're probably going to notice that when you breathe, You'll feel your chest rise, heart to heaven, that kind of rise. Kind of rises up and out. And when you breathe out, your chest will kind of go down rather than like in. So if you have a curved posture and you breathe out, your breath can only go so far. Like your diaphragm can't even expand. So your breath is limited to how far it can go. Your blood flow, because of that, because of the lack of like oxygen coming in, you're going to, you know, start to have things like headaches. Blood flow is going to be off. It's going to create some issues in there. It's also not good for cellular health either, because you're not able to have the exchange like oxygen, carbon dioxide to get your cells working well. Okay, so let's go back to posture, because I could talk about everything else too, but this would be a really long conversation. So on the digestion, it can compress your digestive tract, making things like creating issues, sometimes kinks in the bowel, and those are brutal. And sometimes constipation too. So in the respiratory system, because you have your head jutted out over your body, over your chest, like past your chest, maybe even. And it's not fun to sit like this, by the way, for those of you who are looking at me. And then breathing in, the breath is limited on this one. The more you poke your head out, the less breath you have coming in, the less distance it goes. So when you have proper posture, your breath can go, and it will feel like it if you become aware of it. When I breathe, I can feel breath through my feet. And so when I say that to people, to breathe through their feet, I can actually see them start to figure out, like their body wants to figure out how to do that. And they'll start to move oftentimes, and they'll start to wiggle, and they'll start to find ways to correct their posture to be able to breathe deep, breathe in through their feet, and breathe out through their feet. So breathe in deep, and you can breathe in right through your feet. Your feet are planted flat, and the arch of your feet, if you have an arch, if you don't have an arch, doesn't matter, it's that area in the middle of the foot, is drilling into the ground. So it's pushing in, and you're connecting to the earth, and you're breathing in and up, and looking up at the sky. And you can bring your hands up too. This is great. You know, just get the blood flow. It can also help with postures of confidence, because you're going to start to raise any of this stuff that's slouchy. You're raising it up. So hands up to the sky. And then when you breathe down, you can just relax your hands and let them droop. Breath out. So there are some exercises that actually involve the breath work with your hands. And then breathing out and bringing your hands down. Breathing up, making a circular motion to the sky, looking up at the ceiling, breathing in, breathing out, bringing your hands down to the side, breathing out. See how fun it can be? Posture can actually be fun. Then now you have better breath. Okay, that wasn't the easiest exercise I was going to tell you about, but that's a pretty easy one to do too. Learn to breathe. Breathe into your feet. Stop breathing to basically the back of your throat. It's not doing you any favors. It's not helping your health. It's not helping anybody. And it's not helping your confidence. And so why do we need confidence? Confidence, when you are walking with confidence, what happens is the people that you'd like to attract into your life will be attracted to you. So when I was walking with really faulty postural habits, the people that I attracted tended to be. And the worse my posture got, the worse my relationships got. It was just a fascinating thing to watch. So as my posture got better, I could actually feel better about myself. Then I also felt more valuable, and I could attract somebody to me that saw value in me and saw me as valuable. And so that's who I have in my life now. My posture was faulty. My confidence was low. I felt crappy about myself. The hurled and curled shoulders come in. You feel like crap. You look like crap. You get headaches. So you're like, ugh, I don't even like myself. You know, you're constipated. Like nothing's working. You basically have no blood flow, so your limbs are cold and you feel like crap. You just feel like crap. You can barely breathe. It's not fun. So you think you have asthma, but what you really have is bad, faulty postural habits. Let's correct that first, see if you still have asthma. All right. So we've got to change some of those things so that we're attracting different people. When you stand with confidence, people see that you're confident. They also know not to fuck with you. That's right, I said the F word. They know better than to take advantage. So if you're sitting with confidence when you have conversations, if you're standing with confidence, if you're doing the Wonder Woman pose for a couple of minutes before you have really difficult conversations with somebody, it feels kind of alpha, and you bring in that energy, you walk in with more confidence, people don't even want to fuck with you. They don't even feel the need to or desire to. They might try to test it, but you hold that pose in your heart. So you don't necessarily walk in with your hands on your hips because it can look like you're trying to be aggressive. You do it beforehand. You bring that energy into your body beforehand and you let that energy be assimilated and integrated into you. So when you approach these harder times or conversations that might scare you, confronting people or whatever, you have that posture is with you, that confidence is with you, it's part of you, and you can carry it forward. So posture can do that. Hands up in the air. You'll see this in a lot of cultures where people will put their hands up to feel grace, to feel praise, to feel blessings. It's one of those for the sky worshipers, the sky god worshipers. So sky god worshipers are, Jewish, Christian, and Muslims. God in the sky, and then the earth god worshipers, they're the gods who actually walk the earth, like Buddhists and Hindus and Taoists. Well, they don't, it's not really a god there, but earth religions, a little different. And you can spread your arms to the earth, to the side, open your heart. And so these postures where you open your arms to the side are, you don't have to hold them for long. In fact, like 1 to 2 minutes is good. This will also help the fascia release that have been holding the curled positions. It'll open up. And in time, if you have one of those dowager humps, that's like at the back of the neck where it can look like a giant lump. In time, doing raising your heart to heaven and getting your head out of your heart's way, in time, that lump will decrease, decrease, decrease. And in time, you're going to have really good posture. If you are doing anything like workouts to build muscle, if you, let's think about this logically. If you're building muscle on faulty posture, you're going to hold that faulty posture more because you've built muscles to hold that structure in place. So correct your posture. If you really want to be amazing at bodybuilding or weightlifting or build muscle, correct your posture first and foremost. Learn how to lift through your skeletal system. And what does that mean? Well, if you'd like a class on that, let me know, because I have watched my 75-year-old mother lift 75-pound rocks because she can lift through her skeletal system. She doesn't lift weights, she lifts rocks. And she can do it because, yeah, she's not muscly. She has good, really good core strength, and she lifts from her skeletal system. I know it's kind of wild. Holy guys, we are almost at the end of the show, guys, and I have a few minutes left. So I think I'm just going to skip the last break because I don't want to miss out on telling you guys everything I need and feel I need to say about posture tonight. So sorry if you were like hoping to go grab a coffee on the next break. We're going to skipsy doodle that one tonight. So the confidence piece will change relationships for you, whether that's personal relationships, work relationships, friendships, any of that. Sit with confidence, stand with confidence, take on some poses that help you feel like you're in your power, and find out what's going on with you. As I was saying, like, if you feel like when you put your heart to heaven and your head out of your heart's way, and if that feels vulnerable and you're like, I don't like this, I feel vulnerable, give me a call. We'll work it through. There's usually something. Give me, actually, book me is what I mean. Book me for 15 minutes. More than 15 minutes you do pay for, but 15 minutes is free. You can find me on militsayelenich.com and we can go over, like, what is it about vulnerability that's bothering you? And how do you feel vulnerable? And when did this start? All those, like, pertinent questions, so that you can break that cycle, so that you can allow yourself to have better posture and better habits to better posture, which is what we really want, is to get into better habits for better posture. So then what do? We can breathe deep, we can digest, we can have less headaches, we can have, you know, a lot of things can shift, breathe deeper, all the good stuff. So one of the things I think I missed talking about that was in the show description is the overall health of your body. So what does it overall do? Well, if your body's cortisol levels are decreasing, you won't feel like you're on fight or flight anymore. So when your body's on fight or flight, or if it's in frozen, then your digestion, your heart health, your respiratory, like, everything gets affected, including your mental health. So your mental health gets affected by, if you're in fight or flight, there'll be anxiety. If you're in froze, you'll have depression. You could have both. So you could have anxiety and depression and be jumping back and forth in fawn, where you're trying to please everybody all the time. And then your posture will show that. Some people too have postures that show how they try to get things in the world. Like, they'll stand in ways where they jut their genitals forward and they kind of leave everything else behind. You can kind of tell how people lead in the world. That's also not good posture. So it's not always a neck thing. Some people lead with their crotch and their whole body is off kilter. And it says a lot about how and what they're trying to achieve. So posture where you are in alignment says to people, I am in alignment with who I am and what I offer in the world. I'm in alignment with and I have integrity because I have core strength internally. It's all like a subconscious thing we see in people. You can see that they have integrity because of the way they stand. And you can tell when somebody has false posture from, like, and I'll call it false posture. It's like you've been in the army and you try and stand tall, but actually you're standing in fear and rigidity. There's a posture of standing tall and straight in a way that's confident, flowing, moving, and you can see the energy in them is actually moving. It's not rigidity. So posture in this case is a flow in your body, and there's movement in your spine all the time. So the breath is moving all the way through your spine and all the way up and down, and it continually moves up and down, where the rigid posture is often that you see in military or police or anybody in uniform. That rigidity is almost like a fear, and it's designed to be intimidating. So it's not inviting. It's not confident and inviting. So how do we want to be confident and inviting? Is open your heart to heaven. Get out of your heart's way. Get your head out of your heart's way. And in the last minute, I want to give you my favorite tip that I give to people when they come to me and get on my table. That if you have mobility, even if you have limited mobility, but you can stand, if you can do up to, you know, 10 steps backwards every day, slow as slow can be, you know, and you want to start, if you can do this barefoot, it's even better, but otherwise wear some flexible slippers. When you walk backwards, you want to go slow, put your toes down first, feel your whole foot coming down onto the ground and let all of your weight go down onto your foot. Transfer your weight to that foot. This is going to help with balance. So if you do need something for balance, like a walker, just use that. Then you're going to take your other foot and you're going to step down, toes first, let your whole weight go down onto your foot, transfer your weight to that foot, lift up your first foot, put your toe down.
Thank you for listening to The Pleasure Zone with sensual movement artist Militsa Jelenich. The Pleasure Zone returns next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.